Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering updates on international trade, a U.S. manufacturing investment, and new federal rules shaping electronic health records. The White House and European Union have agreed on a new trade framework that includes tariffs on pharmaceuticals and precursors. Per the deal, U.S. imports from the EU will be subject to either the most favored nation rate or a 15% duty, whichever is higher. The move is expected to impact generics, APIs, and chemical inputs, with industry leaders warning of potential cost increases that could ripple through global supply chains. In other news, Johnson & Johnson has announced a $2 billion investment to expand its pharmaceutical manufacturing campus in North Carolina. The project will add significant capacity for biologics and sterile injectables while creating hundreds of new jobs. J&J says the expansion is part of its long-term strategy to strengthen U.S.-based manufacturing and ensure supply resilience for critical therapies. The investment underscores the growing trend of reshoring pharmaceutical production in response to both policy and supply chain pressures. Lastly, in health IT, the federal government has issued a new rule requiring electronic prescribing and prior authorization capabilities to be integrated into certified electronic health record systems. The goal is to reduce administrative burdens, improve prescribing accuracy, and streamline prior authorization processes for providers. By embedding these functions directly into EHR platforms, regulators hope to cut down on delays in patient access to medications and reduce friction between payers, prescribers, and pharmacies. From shifting global trade rules to major domestic investment and regulatory updates in health IT, these stories highlight how policy, infrastructure, and technology continue to reshape the pharmaceutical landscape. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.